bit for you. Hang on here.
Okay.
Hi, Zach. Zach, my name is Paul. Tara wanted me to get on the line to find the best package for the needs of your business and also the best pricing. Did you have any questions at all for me at this point other than the price?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay, so judging from Tara's notes for your service area and the services that you require, and then, of course, you've got the website domain, 5 years in business, you'd be looking at a reduced rate, and it's offered on a month-to-month basis. You're going to save a little over 50% every month. If you choose to use the service, you'd be looking at a flat rate of exactly $299.00. It would bill once a month for that amount. The calls come to you, so you're not paying on top of that. There's no lead fees or taxes or anything like that, not a percentage of your profits, whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It would just be that flat rate. Now, I mean, obviously you've got questions for me, but is that something you think on the surface anyway you might want for your business?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Google it. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. So obviously customers won't need to already know the name of your company, but they are looking for a guy who does what you do. And any of the keywords related to the services that you provide, we'll make sure that we create the content necessary for Google and Bing to see that and see that you should be on that first page. Now, given that you are willing to travel at least a little bit for the right job, I would suggest including the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads as well. It's included in that $299. Like I said, it's a flat rate. It'll never go up no matter how long you keep the service. You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system too, Zach, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, that's pretty much it. I like the idea.
Well, I mean, you know, getting calls directly to you is usually preferable versus paying for leads. I mentioned that because Tara attached an Angie Leads profile here. I mean, obviously that is a lead-based service. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I mean, I just signed up yesterday for it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I just paid the money.
Annual membership fee, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Right. Well, I mean, it is a well-made lead service. It differs quite a bit from what we do. Of course, with that, you get a lead, and a handful of your competitors will get the same lead. So it's always going to be a little hit or miss, but as long as you're getting some work here and there, it might be something you choose to continue to do. A lot of my clients, though, that have a lead service, whether it is that one or something like Networks, CraftJack, Thumbtack, most of my clients prefer to get calls directly to them, and they find that once we get their phone ringing, they can scale back on those leads and keep them paused more often. So, Zach, when we get your phone ringing, is the number we're speaking on the one you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yes.
It is. Okay, gotcha. Obviously, a good number for us to reach you as well.
Yes.
Now, Zach at higherexpectationsgc.com, that's your email address. And, of course, we'll be promoting the Higher Expectations GC.com website. Now, your business is service-based,
can you
right?
Can you actually change the email? Because I have a business email, which is that one you just said, but
right.
I haven't figured, something's up with it and it's not working. So can I just have you change the email?
Of course, yeah. The email that we'll have on file is not so much to promote for your business. It is, though, to help us contact you. We use phone, text, and email, so we definitely do want a good email address. Zach, what's a good email for you then?
It's my first and last name at Gmail, so it's Zack,
mm-hmm.
and then FranCoeur at Gmail.
Okay, perfect. And then, like I said, when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. Did you, though, have a preference, Zach, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Just phone, text.
Phone or text, okay. Yeah, I'll put phone or text. Those are the most common responses for service-based businesses, which brings me back to just confirming that you always go out to the customer, right? No one ever comes to you. There's not a physical address, no brick-and-mortar showroom location, anything like that, that you would necessarily want us to promote for your business? Okay, gotcha. I did see the 9 Park Lane actually on the Angie's profile. Is that your home?
Yes.
Okay.
My home and my shop. And
gotcha. But customers never go there. You know, Google fully expects service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home, run from the truck. Even if it were, like you said, a shop where you keep your equipment, things like that. If customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list that physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. Your website's got 407-705-4518. Is that another good number for your customers to call?
Yes, that's the only number.
Okay, that's the number. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would, of course, be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. We'll schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and verify information off of your website and information that I have. We want to make sure that we know any mission statement, if you've got one, motto or slogan, what's unique about your business, etc. We would schedule that follow-up call for later on today if you're available. And then the other thing that I would be required to do here, because we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification, Zach. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it back before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay. Zach, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Zach. This part of the call is, in fact, recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Higher Expectations General Contracting.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Zach, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Zach Francor, and I'm the owner-operator.
Okay. Mr. Francor, as the owner and operator of Higher Expectations General Contracting, Zach, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Francor, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Real quick here, Zach, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Mr. Francor, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angi leads. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Zach, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. Francoeur, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service and that fixed flat rate of $299, Zach, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, would be charged today's date, the 11th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Zach, that $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, my company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. Again, the Facebook ads are included in that $299, and it is a month-to-month service. When the term is completed,
you guys post ads on Facebook too?
Yeah, that's part of the $299 package. I mean, obviously, it's just another opportunity for people in the area who may need your services but aren't necessarily searching in that exact moment for someone who does what you do. But they can see your ads. They click on those ads, and it goes to your website. From there, they pick up the phone, and they call you as well. So it's a great way to reach out to more people. And it's included in that $299. You're not paying extra for that. Okay. Now, it is, like I said, a month-to-month service. Recurring billing on the 11th of the month and that same exact flat rate of $299, and once again, that rate will not go up on you. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract, which means, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved, or even pause the service if necessary. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Zach, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Francoeur, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Zach, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Zach, that actually does conclude the voice verification, and then that first payment of exactly $299, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover, Zach? What does
Visa
for you? On that card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Zach Francoeur, any middle initial on there as well?
Nope.
Okay. You said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Zach, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4694-4420-3237.
Okay.
9403.
And then the expiration month and year?
625-06
of 2025. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
274.
I've got 274, 274 on the back of the card, and then June or 06 of 2025 for the expiration date. Zach, was the card itself 4694, 4420, 3237, 9403?
Yep.
Is that bill at the 9 Park Lane, 04236?
Yes.
Okay. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't.
No, that's okay. That's okay. No problem. You'll receive an email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. And if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. That information will be sent out to you by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like I can get you in at the next hour if that does work. There's a 2 o'clock, and then this afternoon there's also a 4 o'clock or a 5 o'clock. Would any of those work out for about a half-hour phone call today?
Yep.
Which one would look best? 2, 4, or 5? 5 o'clock. 5? Okay. We'll schedule it from 5 until 6. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes half that time. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I don't know if it's going to be 5, 5:05, whenever they're ready to call you. If I am already on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll have your file, and they'll take a really good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, I guess even if I am, I wanted to set up a little bit of extra security here for you, just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Higher Expectation General Contracting, even if it's you, Mr. Francoeur, and we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you for the answer to the security question. And more importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they will need to know both the answer as well as the question unprompted. The options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Lewiston.
Lewiston. Okay. Have to type it in
I just got the email, too.
You did. Okay. I was going to say you should have it by now. It looks like the system sent that email out to you. If you can open either the email or the text message, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that blue click here, it is hyperlinked, and it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the right-hand side. Zach, are you able to see that?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So I certify, click on that. What are you saying? It says to see complete terms of experience, click here.
You can if you want to. This is kind of an abbreviated version. It does have a scroll, so you can scroll down, talking about all the different things that we'll be able to provide for you. Some of them have an asterisk, might not necessarily be part of the package that you're getting here. The package does include Facebook ads, like I said, and local search engine optimization. But just the legalese, if you click on the here, you're already where I was expecting you to be, just kind of a step ahead of me. You don't have to click for the complete terms. But just click on the box. It says I certify that you're the authorized holder.
I already did that. I'm at I'm at the spot where it says username and password.
Username and password. Yeah, you're a step ahead of me. I'm just trying to keep up and move as quickly as I can without being rude here. You can skip that step right now, Zach. It's just our automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking system. Your tracking system's not actually active yet. We'll do the client interview first, and then you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. Once you're in, you can change the password if you like. I can give you the username. You already have it. It's the phone number that we're speaking on. It ends in 1895. So the area code's included, 207-613-1895. That's the username on the account. And any correspondence by email, please include either your name or your username or your phone number. I'm going to send you a calendar invite.
So my username is that number?
It's the phone number, 207-613-1895. That's the username. And you'll get it by text and email once we have your tracking system activated. From that point on, you can access your tracking 24/7. You can change the password if you like. And you'll get that by text and email in about a day or so. We do have your client interview scheduled for that 5 o'clock hour. Like I said, if I'm between phone calls, I'm going to be on the beginning part of that call. And I hope I am. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And I do appreciate your patience and your time in taking this phone call. Definitely did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that website out in front of more people that can use your services and get your phone ringing a little bit more.
Sweet, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time, Zach. Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Francoeur. Like I said, I do hope that I'm available when our technician calls you in that 5 o'clock hour. Either way, you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
You too, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks a lot. Take care, sir. Bye now.
All right. Bye.